Welcome to Shabbos Shir number 7. We are continuing the preparations of honoring Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Nun Sif Katan Beis brings down mitzvah litoim mikol tafshel erev Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to taste every food erev Shabbos. Kedei l'saknon yav fakayga, in order to make sure it tastes good. Then he brings down v'ayim b'sefer shulchan shloima da te'ima b'Shabbos mikol min b'vade mitzvahi. He explains in the Sharat Tzion that Shulchan Shloim is saying it's not only a mitzvah because you want to see if it tastes good. Even if you know it tastes good, it's still a mitzvah to taste each food. And I saw the pshat is because that alone shows the chavivus to Shabbos food. You're tasting every food. Oh, that's such a good food. I can't wait to Shabbos to taste that food. That alone is a covered Shabbos to taste each food. And the Mishmur brings down this is a makarfid. It says in, we say in davening in the Musaf, Toyameha Chayim Zochu. Those who taste it, Chayim Zochu, be Zoyche Loyom Haba. So Toyameh means to taste it, and that's where it comes from, what people call Toyameh, is this mitzvah to taste each food. Now, the halacha is that when you taste this food, even though it's called tasting, usually in Hilchos Brachos, tasting is not mechayev bracha. When you taste the food, you just want to see if it tastes good, there's no bracha. But here, since you really know, you're really enjoying the food, therefore you do make a bracha. For most poskim, when you have this Toyameh, you do make a bracha. And especially the way that people do Toyameh these days is just an excuse to eat a little more. So, of course, there you make a bracha. Now, this mitzvah is such a big mitzvah that there's a tzad that even on Shabbos Chazoin, which means in the 9 days, Erev Shabbos Chazoin, that it's mutter to taste the food before Shabbos. Because it's a mitzvah, and a mitzvah, you're allowed to have fleishiks for a mitzvah, just like what I see him. So someone at Taina, that Tayamel, since it's a mitzvah, you could taste the Shabbos food before Shabbos, even though it's fleishiks. But in Halacha L'maisa, the person come out that it's better not to rely on that heter. But if you do want to do it, you could taste it and spit it out. And therefore, seeing if it tastes good. But if you do that, then the chayra, the halacha will be is, you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. Because if the halacha is, if you taste something and spit it out, then you don't make a bracha. Sakapanim, that's the chavivis to have the tayameh to see if the food tastes good. And we're saying from the Mishnah Berurah that even without, even if you know it tastes good, still, there's a mitzvah to taste the food. And there is an inyan, really, make a din, that every single food should be tasted. And there is, some people have a minhag that each household member tastes a different Shabbos food. But Lamaisa says in the Sefer Chutzani, he didn't see anywhere this minhag that you taste from every single food. And I think that's taka the minhag, that we don't taste every single food, just some of the foods. Back upon him, you should know that this is a remez in Shmoneh Esrei of Musaf, Tayameh Chayim Zachu. Have a great day, everyone.